Mail-in DNA tests from places like Ancestry and MyHeritage have made it easier than ever to be an armchair genealogist. But for those who still see question marks in the branches of their family tree, there are real in-the-flesh communities here in the Roaring Fork Valley, ready to offer support. These groups are led by local genealogists who help people make their family tree as large and complete as possible. Sure, a mail-in DNA test can tell you something about where your family came from, but you might need some help to figure out who they were.
Because every good mystery starts with an obituary.
Oh, yes.
You know, if you look at any good mystery, it always opens up with somebody finding a body,
Willa Kane facilitates a group of genealogy buffs who meet at the Glenwood Springs Library. These are people like Molly Donnelly, who take vacations not to relax on a beach, but to find out more about their family history.
And I'm planning on going to Ireland in the next couple weeks, to do some more research. And
Kane says this group likes to solve puzzles.
Let's face it, human relationships are probably some of the biggest puzzles on the planet.
She says she's seen an uptick in interest in family history research because of mail-in DNA tests. But she urges people to prepare themselves for surprises when the results come back. A relative they didn't know about. Or even what's called an NPE, a not parent expected event, where the person you thought was your birth mom or dad actually isn't.
When you open that file, you have to be ready to embrace any kind of change you might find.
She also worries that these tests might be where people stop their research instead of start it.
If you're doing it to truly augment some portion of your research, I think it's great.
That's exactly what Jackie Parker did during one of the worst times of her life.
My son was born sick and was fight for life. And then,
when doctors asked about her family's health history, she couldn't tell them much. Her father had been adopted. He had no idea who his biological parents were. Caught in the middle of two generations, she attended a genealogy help session at the Basalt Library, run by Kaylee Gredig. Gredig recommended Parker's father take a mail-in DNA test.
I am not one to let a secret stay a secret.
Not only did the test answer some questions about her son's medical history, it also offered Parker the chance to connect with family she never knew she had. Parker and her father met a half-cousin in person earlier this year. They were stunned by the resemblance.
Like, you could see the two of them, and my dad was like, wow, I've found my family.
Gredig and Kane use both modern tools, like those mail-in tests, and age-old ones. They comb through census and court records and century-old newspapers. They hunt down passenger lists from ships that brought people from other countries. Gredig says there's one big difference between detectives and genealogists. When detectives find an answer to a question, that's the end of the search.
Being a genealogist, once you answer that question you're looking for, you've got at least two more questions that open up.
That's because for every ancestor she finds, there's two more, that person's parents. She finds that kind of research rabbit hole thrilling. That can lead to finding secrets about affairs, abuse. You might learn you're related to slave owners or criminals. But Kane says you also see determination, bravery, and loyalty. You find people who crossed oceans to build a better future for their families.
You see cruelty to each other, but then you also see this great love for each other, too.
Uncovering those stories of cruelty and love drives these genealogists to keep digging through history. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.